the urn tightly to her. Come on, this is for Elsie. I check the gear stick and turn on the engine. It starts up eagerly. And for you to meet your prince, Pearl beams. Hang on there, I turn back to her, feeling panic and excitement all at the same time. She winks. It's just a date, I exclaim. It's not like I haven't done a few already. But this one is in a German market, says Pearl. It'll be fun. We should all have a little fun before it's too late. Like poor Elsie. One day you're there, watching Pointless with unidentifiable fish in watery parsley sauce. The next you're gone. I know. I'm sad that Elsie can't be with us today. It's still a shock. No matter how old we get, we're never quite ready for it, says Pearl, putting a hand on my shoulder. Well, I didn't expect to find her like that when I delivered her fish pie and toad in the hole with onion gravy. More mash than fish and more gravy than toad, I think. I wish again that I could be a part of future Meadowsweet meals, making the food more enticing and enjoyable. I push the minibus into first and slowly release the clutch, rolling forward towards the main road. If Pearl hadn't responded to the message from Heinrich, I'm not sure I would have done. But she did, and we're going to Germany. I'm terrified. I take a deep breath. I just need to stick to my usual plan. If he doesn't tick the boxes, he isn't the right one. I think of my notebook safely in my handbag. Sam bought it for me last Christmas. I used to love Christmas when Sam was small. Even when his dad and I were drifting apart, it was always a special time with Sam. Before that, my mum and Nan had always made Christmas great. Somehow, it doesn't feel very special anymore. I look in my rearview mirror as I pull up at the end of the drive. Despite the Christmas songs on the radio, no one looks as if they have much Christmas cheer. Apart from Ron, who's already asleep with a Santa hat slipping over one eye. You've been messaging Heinrich in Germany for weeks now. It's time you met up, Pearl says excitedly. If Elsie hadn't insisted on us doing something Christmassy with her ashes, who knows when you'd have got round to meeting up with him. I'm a bag of nerves all over again. But it was you who replied to his message in the first place. Of course, Pearl smiles. He sounded just your type. Pearl? Well, after some of the disasters you've had online, especially that one, she says, and I go cold at the mention of it. Someone had to keep an eye on you and help you out. Cars pass us on both sides of the main road and I'm stuck, wondering whether to pull out or not. I wait for the right moment. I want to differ, but can't. I've had some right disasters since I started online dating, and Pearl now seems to want to torment me by listing them. And then there was the one who sent you a picture of his thingy while you were ironing, and you threw your phone across the room. Okay, okay, I hold up a hand. Enough. This is the right way forward. Get your checklist and make sure he ticks every box. You've already made a good start on it. And you were always saying about the lad you met on that school exchange years ago. I thought Heinrich sounded just like him, the one that got away. She's right. I'm not going to get it wrong this time. He has to be fairly close to being the right one if I'm driving a minibus to Germany to meet him. And if he is, I'm not letting him get away. I love your weekly updates on your online dating news, so I thought I'd give you a hand. I want to be there to see you meet up. I want a bit of fun. And what better way than to see two young people fall in love? I'm not sure love has anything to do with it, Pearl. It's seeing if we're a match. I look down at the pedals again and let out a pfft. I'm not sure I can do this.
Nonsense, says Pearl. You've been driving that little Meadowsweet van for years. Not that there's anything sweet about their ready meals.
In the mirror, I can see her downturned mouth. I've never been able to stop feeling guilty about delivering their ready meals to my customers, knowing the picture on the box bears no resemblance to the contents.
If it wasn't for you slipping us one of your lovely cakes, Connie, dear, and looking forward to your visits...